is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Hurricane Francine is barreling toward Louisiana. Chris Miller reports.
Everyone plays a role.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell praised the city's residents, whom she says are following city leaders' guidance in preparing for the storm.
The people, our people, they're listening. They're doing what we've asked them to do.
The city's streets are mostly deserted as the rain and wind from Hurricane Francine picks up. This would be New Orleans' first tropical weather event since Hurricane Ida made landfall in southeastern Louisiana in 2021. Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
A 34-year-old Southern California man is in custody, accused of starting the devastating Lyne wildfire. San Bernardino County Detective Jacob Hernandez.
Evidence was located inside the suspect's residence as well as his vehicle that supported his arrest.
The fires burned about 35,000 acres. Investigators are working to determine if he's connected to other fires. The U.S. is marking the 9/11 terror attacks with ceremonies across the country. In 2001, hijacked planes crashed into New York's twin World Trade Center towers, into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and to the Pentagon, where Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told surviving family members,
"You have endured endless sorrow and unimaginable pain with unimaginable strength. We stand with you today and every day."
All told, nearly 3,000 people died in the attacks 23 years ago. Voters are weighing in on last night's presidential debate between Vice President Harris and former President Trump. This voter in Pennsylvania is concerned that Trump continues to falsely say that the 2020 election was stolen from him.
It's interesting how he didn't question the election that he won, but he questioned the election that he lost. And I think that for this next peaceful transfer of power, I hope to see it actually executed.
Justin Timberlake is expected to enter a plea in his drunk driving case, CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
He's expected in court on Friday and has agreed to plead guilty to a less serious charge. According to sources, the agreement doesn't involve drunk driving or even a criminal offense. He'll be charged with driving while ability impaired instead and slapped with a fine of around $500.
The singer was arrested on Long Island in June. Police say he ran a stop sign, veered out of his lane, and smelled of alcohol. U.S. inflation eased last month. Consumer prices rose 2.5% in August from a year earlier. Year-over-year price increases reached a three-year low. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha County prosecutors have charged a 22-year-old from Racine with buying the gun that was used in the shooting death of Amaya Prather and her unborn child in Kenosha. Authorities allege that Kalia Patterson bought the gun for Lawrence Franklin Jr., who is accused of using it in the fatal shooting. A search operation continues for a diver that went missing while exploring a shipwreck off Pleasant Prairie's Lake Michigan shore. The Coast Guard and Kenosha County Sheriff's Department resumed their efforts this morning after suspending the search last night due to darkness. Racine's mobile voting RV took center stage in Madison yesterday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court was considering its legality. The justices heard arguments challenging a Racine County judge's ruling that deemed the van illegal. A decision is not expected before November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Brewers start the road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Manager Pat Murphy said the team earned this win.
Guys competed, and the McGill and Williams at the end were really good, and thought it was a good effort by our pitching staff for sure, and our defense, and then And then obviously coming out and getting two early runs.
Game two in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a six-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Looking into Friday, a few more clouds, highs in the upper 70s. Then a chance of showers from Friday night through the weekend, highs upper 70s. Right now it's 80.
WRJN. The other night, everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, I guess because it's past Labor Day, officially summer is over, I'm going to have to switch from wearing cutoff jeans to wearing cutoff wool pants.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Long
just won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
down. Never had schooling, but it taught me high they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Money down. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But even
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's amazing to me, Stuart J. Waddles, how technology changes the way we do things. You know, it used to be, for instance, you go on vacation, you have to write down, where did I park the car? I parked in the red section, or, you know, what is my license plate number? Because I need it for the hotel registration and stuff. We don't do that stuff anymore. Now we just snap a photo of it.
Snap a photo, or you don't make note of it at all until you get there. And then you need to Google the number of the front desk of the place that you're going to. Yeah,
exactly. But that's what travel experts are saying, is snap a pic of everything from documents to travel friends and back those photos to a cloud-based service that can be retrieved from any computer. It says you should snap a photo of your car, your license plate, your parking place, the boarding pass, your passport, your luggage, your airline tags, the contents of your luggage, your kids, and yes, even your spouse.
Yeah, very wise. Put that in the Google Drive. The other reason I hear that people that should do that, especially at, like, the airport, because when you have your boarding pass and as an image, you don't have to worry about the internet when you get to the airport to load that thing. It's already saved. It's not connecting to the internet. You're there. You're through where you need to be.
We do that all the time. And I remember when phones first came with cameras, I thought, who wants a camera on their phone? I didn't get it. Now I get it.
Yep.
All right. That's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Hop on a captivating crime-solving ride with Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. Opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. A blizzard strikes on a dark, stormy night, stranding a train on the tracks. Inside the luxury coach, a murder has occurred behind a locked door. But how? Renowned detective Hercule Poirot must investigate the treachery and scheming before the killer strikes again. Details and tickets at racinetheater.org. racinetheater.org.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
$1 million. That's big, really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's a non-conference showdown against Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Summer is winding down, so make sure you hit the pause button and stop in for a sweet treat. Mouthwatering cobbler topped with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake or freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Twist and Shout on WRJN. You know, originally the Isley Brothers didn't like that song. They thought it was stupid. They didn't want to record it, but it was such a big hit for them that they tried to follow it up with other twist-themed songs, including Twisting with Linda, Let's Twist Again, and the Rubber Leg Twist. None of those were successful.
Picture hanging on the wall, but it can't.
children not to do what I have done. Spend your life sincere in misery in the house of the rising sun.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. If you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online. You'll find all the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris pulling out to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. A month ago, the race was a virtual dead heat. Poll director Charles Franklin won't call it a post-convention bounce.
We haven't seen much evidence of a post-convention bounce in other polling and national polling. So maybe we're catching a bounce that others haven't caught. Maybe it's happening here, but not nationally.
The poll was taken before last night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. September 11th remembrances all over Wisconsin today. Flags are at half-staff to honor all who died 23 years ago. Governor Evers is encouraging acts of service. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha County prosecutors have charged a 22-year-old from Racine with buying the gun that was used in the shooting death of Amaya Prather and her unborn child in Kenosha. Authorities allege that Kalia Patterson bought the gun for Lawrence Franklin Jr., who is accused of using it in the fatal shooting. Franklin remains on the run and is considered armed and dangerous. Patterson's been released on a $50,000 cash bond. Racine's mobile voting RV took center stage in Madison yesterday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court was considering its legality. The justices heard arguments challenging a Racine County judge's ruling that deemed the van illegal. The court's decision will determine whether similar mobile voting initiatives can be implemented in Wisconsin. A decision is not expected before November. It's a day of remembrance across the country, with one local community displaying a piece of the World Trade wreckage. In Racine County, Burlington proudly hosts a piece of the World Trade Center as a memorial to the tragic events of September 11, 2001. The memorial is located at the Gateway Technical College Hero Center on McKenna Parkway. There have been several 9/11 memorials in southeastern Wisconsin today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Looking into Friday, a few more clouds, highs in the upper 70s. Then a chance of showers from Friday night through the weekend, highs upper 70s. Right now it's 80.
Feel a shiver run up my spine.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. It's Neil Sedaka and Laughter in the Rain. Neil Sedaka co-wrote that song with a guy by the name of Philip Cody. Philip Cody went on to work with the Carpenters and Huey Lewis in the News.
The way it smells.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. You know, people have been asking me about details for this green and gold contest. I don't really know. I've got the information right here. This is all I have. It says, listen for details and how you could win not only the green or not only the gold, but also the green and gold in our next statewide text to win contest starting next week here on WRJN. Details on the way by the end of the week. That's all I know. I'm just as excited as you are.
Ain't no woman like the one I love. She can be me.
WR Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and the Wisconsin Badgers. Of course, the Badgers are going to be home against Alabama this Saturday. This is kind of exciting. This week, they're going to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Ron Dayne's Heisman Trophy season of 1999. I can't believe it's been that long already. I remember when that happened. But that's going to be this Saturday, and you can hear Wisconsin Badger football all season long on WRJN. This week, it's a 9 a.m. pregame and a noon kickoff. Go Badgers!
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Style is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Style is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Style, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Baseballs flying out of AmFam Field? That's what we love to see. But what about pests sneaking into your home? Not so much of a grand slam. For 65 years, family-owned Safeway Pest Management has been keeping southeastern Wisconsin pest-free by eliminating unwanted critters with safe, effective solutions. Don't strike out against pests. Go for the home run and call Safeway Pest Management at 262-679-4422. Mention the Brewers and get 10% off your first service. It's a win-win for your peace of mind and your Brewers' pride.
Take me,
Every other day. Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine. Yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN coming up, CBS News at 5. And we're going to check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Sports on the way and your forecast, too.
Built a good job in the city. Waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Seen a lot of plates in Memphis. Pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on painting. Proud mirror keep on.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. She had the way she had.